high-profile music promoter Andrew McManus, a Sydney solicitor and a known crime figure among five people arrested in Australia and the United States on Thursday in connection with an alleged importation of 300 kilos of cocaine and of money laundering. Grateful for the time of Kate McClymont, journalist with the Sydney Morning Herald. Kate, good morning to you, especially where you are in Perth.
Yes, it always happens when you're away that stories like this happen.
It's an extraordinary tale. First of all, McManus himself hasn't been charged with anything relating directly to cocaine importation, has he not?
No, this is the thing. We have to wait until we see the actual police fact sheet until we can piece together who's alleged to be doing what. But I just received a message from the FBI in the USA to say that Owen Hansen, who is one of the people who was arrested, he has appeared in court initially and has been charged with drug offences.
Okay, he was the man who was arrested whilst playing. All these people seem to have been arrested at about the same time. He was actually playing a round of golf in San Diego in the United States when he was arrested.
Yes, that's correct.
Did this all start with the discovery in a hotel room, Hilton hotel room in Sydney, of a suitcase containing $700,000.
Yes, look, it was an extraordinary story. What happened was that the Hilton Hotel received a call saying that one of their hotel guests had a gun. So they naturally called police, who went up to the room, and they didn't find a gun, but they did find a bag of $702,000 in cash. So they seized the money. And then a couple of months later, Andrew McManus, the Melbourne rock promoter, came forward and said, the money is mine. And then he developed this convoluted story about how Owen Hansen, the guy arrested in America, had lent him the money for a ZZ Top tour. And even though he was accompanied by his solicitor, who has also been arrested, I might add, McManus went on to make these extraordinary allegations to police. And in the record of interview, which was tendered when they did go to court to try to get the money back, McManus actually says, this isn't going any further, is it? And the police say, no. And then he talks about the Melbourne Storm salary cap, you know, in which he was involved. You know, he talks about having to pay or collect $450,000 from coffin cheaters in Melbourne, who were the promoters for a concert. You're just reading through this thinking, I can't believe that you're actually saying all these things. And then, you know, he said, oh, this person, Craig, he was the one that got the money to Andrew Hansen. So he's strangely enough reluctant to reveal who Craig is, and it turns out that he has a criminal record for drugs. So the more the story went on and the more they tried to get the money back, the more the police became interested. And it actually went to court, and Judge Button dismissed the case, saying, look, I'm not giving the money back, especially not when Owen Hansen, the person in America, in his interview with police, he said, so you want to hear how the money was laundered? And the judge says, when I hear words like laundered, I don't think I'm basically going to be giving the money back anytime soon.
Kate, it's a fantastic story. Kate, we thank you so much for your time this morning. Read the rest of Kate's story in the Sydney Morning Herald and in the Age. It just beggars belief. It starts with cash in a hotel room and ends up with charges being laid over an importation, alleged importation of 300 kilograms of cocaine. That is Kate McClymont.